had television audience, have television to come out and take a picture of the oldest voter, and she just coming out of the booth. And he asked her, says, who did you vote for governor? She turned around and she says, I don't know, Helen, who did I vote for? Did you mark my ballot?
Oh, man.
And that just Helen said, you better mark that one off.
Oh, man.
But she is a character, man. She, she went to the hospital and she hurt her leg, and so she saw this a doctor. She said, I want you to see my leg right here. And so she began to, she was hurt right up along here, and she pulled it down up. She said, look at my leg here. And so, the man said, and then he said, well, Aunt Murray says, Miss says, I've got to go. And said, I'd like to have a prayer before I go. And she said, my God, is my preacher. and so she said, well, I said, well, he said, he wouldn't look at my leg. I said, buddy, I'm a preacher, I'll look at your leg. So she showed it to me. She is a character, though.
Oh, man.
Wrote poetry. She still
wrote poetry. Oh, wow, she could quote. I never heard anybody like her. She could quote a long list of poetry that she'd written. Cutest stuff you ever
heard. She is.
Funny as everything.
Well, most of the they have quite a bit of wit about them.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing that made them such long livers.
Yeah.
You've heard that expression, long livers, haven't you?
Well, I've heard of being long-lived, but I don't know if I ever heard of long liver.
Yeah. We're long livers.
Yeah, I know what
you've
it means.
You've heard that.
Sure I have.
And in fact, my father was 86 when he died, my great-great-grandfather, John Elijah, lived to be 105 years of age.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then his Uncle Joe lived to be 102, and he had several brothers. One of them was about 97, and the other was about 90, and the other was about 86 when he died. And we've... they're quite a family of them. When you get them all together.
How many do you usually have at the reunion?
We have about 150, 200, something like that.
And they're from all over the country?
All over the United States.
And every time he sees the name of, he writes them and tells them I wrote one,
ended up your kissing cousin, Gus, you know, ended up the letter. There's one I wrote to Helen in Chattanooga. So she called up long distance and said, is this the residence?
That was not the right
one. It was, I must be some of y'all's kinfolks. I'm a little light colored, but says, I'm a says, I've been invited to the reunion. Says, they wanted me to come. And Becky said, yeah, come on. And so she didn't come back. Said, no.
Well, she might be kidding.
Said, that's going to be your kissing cousin. You're going to kiss
What do you mean by kissing cousin? How close a cousin does that have to be?
Well, we considered anybody from our fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth amount of cousins.
Just a little kin, isn't it?
Kissing cousin. We considered anybody, you know. Anybody.
Would that be because it's not legal to marry cousins that are too close to you? I don't know if that's
true. No, it's not. Just kissing. You know, you've heard of the kissing cousin, just anybody.
I've heard the expression, but I never knew what it
meant.
If
you kin to us, that's...
If you got
kissing.
The same name, maybe.
Distant cousin.
But that's just the expression.
Well, it would be natural for you to kiss a first cousin, maybe.
Yeah.
But for a third and fourth, you know, or something like that. Because you might not know them well enough, you know, or something.
But Aunt Murdy, she had everybody come in. She'd kiss them when they'd come in, up then, so she's... about 87 years old then, and so there's an old coon hunter came up, wanted to buy, I used to have some coon dogs, and I'd sell them, and he wanted to buy a coon dog from them, so she thought of something, she just run up and kissed him. I said, ain't Bertie, I said, that was a coon hunter, that wasn't in our kin folks. She said, well, I said, it hurt him to get kissed. And so every time when she didn't come back, she said, "Now you be sure and tell somebody to kiss all of them."
Oh, that's cute.
Well, we'll see you, and so glad to have been with you.
Well, I have certainly enjoyed this.
I've had a good time too.
Well, yeah. Now, if you'd like to come out there, I can come back and pick you up and carry you out there.
Well, I have a car here, and if we can come, we'll just come out there.
Well, I'd like for you to see this old house that we've
gotten
in the house.
I really wish I could.
Well, bye, we'll see you.
Okay, bye. You'll make it all right outside, won't you?
Yeah,
okay.